The outpatients are out in force tonight, I see. Good. Now, I'm sure you're all aware that this week is National Gallbladder Week. And so as sort of an educational feature at this point, I thought I would acquaint you with some of the results of my recent researches into the career of the late Dr. Samuel Gall, inventor of the gallbladder, which certainly ranks as one of the more important technological advances since the invention of the joy buzzer and the dribble glass. Dr. Gall's faith in his invention was so dramatically vindicated last year, as you no doubt recall, when for the first time in history in a nationwide poll, the gallbladder was voted among the top 10 organs. His educational career began, interestingly enough, in agricultural school, where he majored in animal husbandry until they caught him at it one day. Whereupon he switched to the field of medicine, in which field he also won renown as the inventor of gargling, which prior to that time had been practiced only furtively by a remote tribe in the Andes who passed the secret down from father to son as part of their oral tradition. He soon became a specialist, specializing in diseases of the rich. Was therefore able to retire at an early age. To the land we all dream about, sunny Mexico, of course, the last part of which is completely irrelevant, as was the whole thing, I guess, except it's a rather sneaky way of getting into this next type of popular song, which is one of those things about that magic and romantic land south of the border. When it's fiesta time in Guadalajara, then I long to be back once again in old Mexico, where we lived for today, never giving a thought to tomorrow. To the strumming of guitars in 100 grubby bars, I would whisper, te amo. The mariachis would serenade, and they would not shut up till they were paid. We ate, we drank, and we were merry, and we got typhoid and dysentery. But best of all, we went to the Plaza de Toros. Now whenever I start feeling morose, I revive by recalling that scene. And names like Belmonte, Dominguín, and Manolete, if I live to 180, I shall never forget what they mean. Nothing more beautiful in this world than the sight of a lone man facing single-handedly a half a ton of angry pot roast. Out came the matador, who must have been potted or slightly insane, but who looked rather bored. Then the picadors, of course, each one on his horse. I shouted, holy, every time one was gored. I cheered at the banderilleros' display as they stuck the bull in their own clever way, for I hadn't had so much fun since the day my brother's dog, Rover, got run over. Rover was killed by a Pontiac, and it was done with such grace and artistry that the witnesses awarded the driver both ears and the tail. But I digress. The moment had come, I swallowed my gum. We knew there'd be blood on the sand pretty soon. The crowd held its breath, hoping that death would brighten an otherwise dull afternoon. At last, the matador did what we wanted him to. He raised his sword and his aim was true. In that moment of truth, I suddenly knew that someone had stolen my wallet. Now it's fiesta time in Akron, Ohio. But it's back to old Guadalajara I'm longing to go. Far away from the strikes of the AF of L and CIO. How I wish I could get back to the land of the wetback and forget the Alamo.